As the Blessed Queen of Light speaks her heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless her and pour such love and gratitude to her for all that she means to the earth and all that she can do for each one of us, that we are at all times aware of her presence, of the miracles, of the blessings, of the light which she brings and which she offers with that love that alone is the source of that light. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight I trust I may make clear to you more of the wonderful powers that are the great gift of the mighty I Am Presence. As you understand the use of the cosmic light substance and draw it into the physical world to produce the manifestations you desire, and if you will always keep aware when you call for the cosmic light substance, that it can never be requalified by anything human. And so, as you continue to charge that substance of cosmic light into your physical flesh structure, into your mental and feeling world, into the atmosphere about you and into your affairs, you come to the point where you reach saturation. And when that light becomes intense enough, you will see us face to face. More than that, we will be able to be with you quite frequently in the visible, tangible, ascended master body. We come, of course, first in the luminous presence. And then, after you become accustomed to the intensity of the light of our luminous presence, and that becomes perfectly natural and comfortable to you, well, then we increase the light and come in our visible, tangible body. It is a gradual raising process and a gradual intensifying of the powers from our great octaves of manifestation into the substance of your world. And when you understand how many miracles you can produce just by the recognition and call or command for the descent of the cosmic light substance to manifest its miracles here in and around you, I tell you, you will think you have stepped into fairyland. Because once that begins to act for you in and around your bodies and your affairs, you never cease to marvel at the wondrous miracles and blessings which continually flow into you and your world by your use of and recognition and direction of the cosmic light substance. Now, my dear ones, light in itself is a miracle, and therefore, being a miracle, it is also the source of miracles. So if miracles you want, the cosmic light substance must come out of which those miracles are composed. When you realize that all light follows your conscious direction and responds to your call, you may have whatever manifestations you please in the physical world. Have you not been told through the centuries, call unto me and I will answer thee? Were you not given long centuries ago the command, let there be light, our light manifested? Your beloved Saint Germain said long ago that the phrase, let there be, is a cosmic command for manifestation to appear. And so if you will really use your authority on command, let there be the boundless miracles of eternal light filling my world and holding command forever. Try me out. I'll not be far away. Thank you, precious ones. And that is part of my service to beloved Saint Germain's family of light. And it is my realm, my domain of mastery. And who of you can tell me how many miracles I have in my world of cosmic light? If you care to ask for them, I might show you a few. Thank you, precious ones. But if you want them, you must say so. You must desire them. You must love them into outer manifestation. You must command them to appear, and then, once you manifest them, you should remember to protect them that they may be sustained to bless you. And then, you must use them in outer conditions to fulfill the great divine plan and use them as a magnet to draw mankind's attention away from the hordes of the shadows until they have observed the miracles and the blessings within the cosmic light of the miracles produced. So you have a great responsibility, my dear ones, in the use of life's boundless powers. And when you realize there is light within your physical flesh bodies, and that light is giving you its miracles of action all the time, try to be aware more frequently in your outer intellect of the wondrous service light performs for you, the wondrous blessings that are contained within light itself. For light is life. Light is life's perfection. Our light is the radiation of the love from within the sacred fire. And since you have called for the legions of light to sweep across the face of the earth, you have called for the legions of the sacred fire to sweep across the face of the earth. Fail not to hold the picture and love it intensely enough till those legions come in to your physical world to control the conditions in which you dwell. And when you call forth the full cosmic illumination, inner and outer, of the cosmic Christ, the light of the cosmic Christ, it will appear in many ways in your experience. Sometimes you recognize it and sometimes you do not. But you can have it in boundless activity forever. Ah, my dear ones, if you ask for the boundless blessings of the cosmic light to appear and fill your world with their manifestations, it will be established unto you. Now, it seems to me mankind has dwelt in the shadows long enough. And if you arise with fierce determination to fill your world with cosmic light and its miracles of eternal perfection, you will find your way lighted by the hand of God. Now, when you keep charging or asking your presence or us to charge everything in your beings and worlds with the substance of the cosmic light to illumine your flesh body, the atmosphere about you, just form the habit of charging it. Forget the time of manifestation. And one day, your body becomes luminous, but the atmosphere will become luminous before the body does. When you charge the cosmic light substance into the atmosphere about you, wherever you go, just form the habit of recognizing it and feeling its presence there and loving it and thanking it for its boundless blessings in the universe. It must of necessity then become part of you, and your world becomes the expansion of its perfection. Then always remember, whatever you call for into outer manifestation, demand it be eternally, invincibly protected, and fulfills the divine plan that illumines all with eternal freedom. Then you will be true children of the light. You will be true ambassadors of the mighty Saint Germain's freedom. And you will be the victory of mighty victories, fiery love to this world of his victory. So, beloved ones, when you call for the music of the angels of light, when you call for the presence of the legions of light, when you call for the miracles of the powers of light, not only expect the fulfillment of your calls, but begin to live in the happiness and the love which that light is, and realize that the peace which you have sought through the ages is within the light, and your love for that light will automatically set you at peace and help you to maintain the harmony in your world of affairs, by which your victories become manifest and your accomplishment absolutely certain and victorious. Now there are infinite beings of light, many realms of light, many manifestations of light. So be sure you specify that when you fill your world with the cosmic light, its cosmic powers and miracles come into your outer use and direction for the raising of the rest of mankind into that light also. For it is a magnet that attracts the attention of life everywhere. You do not realize what a magnet light is. Whenever there is a manifestation of light, a sudden flash of light, everyone's attention turns there, does it not? And so when you realize that as you love that cosmic light substance and call it into yourselves and your world to dwell with you, you automatically make yourselves a magnet to attract the attention of the rest of life. And when other parts of life behold that light, it automatically raises them into its greater perfection. So you may be as great a blessing to the world as you desire to be, once you understand how to draw the substance of the cosmic light into yourselves and your affairs, to be the magnet of light to help the rest of mankind look away from the hordes of evil that have enslaved them to destruction. You know not a millionth part of the powers and the blessings and the love that is within the cosmic light. I'm going to make a statement. No doubt the scientific world will howl, so I will silence the howl with some more light. When you say that the cosmic light is a substance. It is an idea the scientific world will have to become used to because it's eternal truth. And when I tell you that electricity is a substance, they will be shocked still more. But nevertheless, the great central source of the universe has not been designed nor controlled by mankind's opinions. Never will be. The radiation, my dear ones, of the sacred fire from the great central sun is the substance of the cosmic light and mankind calls some of its manifestations electricity. Now, energy is light substance, my dear ones, whether the world likes to accept the idea or not. I know, for I manipulate it, and I can prove it. So, blessed ones, if you love it enough, you will remember to call it in and around yourselves to release its miracles and its blessings for you to make you victorious over the conditions that have been your limitations. There are limitless beings of love who are ready to assist you. There are cosmic powers and beings who direct that cosmic light substance without limit. There are those who concentrate it to create a system of worlds. So we ought to know something about it. If you will begin to use its marvelous powers, miracles, and blessings in and around yourselves, you will make your world a world of the manifestations of light. And as that begins to expand, you will find its powers are boundless and you are free. Because by your use of those powers, you become master over all conditions of the shadows of human limitation. Now, sometimes you think your limitations are quite severe, and temporarily they seem so. But I tell you that to us, they're nothing but shadows. Because one flash of cosmic light substance can dissolve those limitations in an instant. So to us, they are only shadows. You know, when you turn your back on the light, you walk in your shadow. But that is your own. You walk in your own shadow when you turn your back on the light. But when you face the light, there are no more shadows ahead of you. And so when you call forth the substance of the cosmic light in and around yourselves, learn to love it. Welcome it. Thank it for the boundless miracles and powers and blessings it contains. And then use it with the joy of eternal freedom. Call forth its invincible, protecting cosmic power and see for yourselves whether I tell you the truth tonight or not. I'm willing to be proved. Thank you, precious ones. So, dear ones, as you learn to concentrate and direct this, you will find it becomes the healing power of the incoming cycle, and mankind will learn to perfect all things by its cosmic action and by the conscious direction of your own free will, your love to your mighty I Am presence, and your call to it and to us for the concentration of the cosmic light that produces perfection always and is forever sustained. So I commend you to the use of its wondrous blessings, and perfection then becomes your world of action, and your joy becomes eternal because you are free. And that cosmic light substance, in its magnetic power, is what holds you within itself and draws you into its ray at the moment of your ascension. So the more you use it, the greater your blessings become. The more you can give it, the more it will give of itself to you. So go forward. Feel your victory is at hand, and discipline the outer self to live the original divine way provided by the sacred fire within the love of a cosmic light substance. For that is the home of your perfection, from whence you turned at the end of the second golden age. And now, after your journey through the experience of your own choice, you may return and entering into the open door that no man can shut, into that cosmic light substance, you will realize where you belong, the power that the beloved I Am presence has again released into your outer use as your freedom is given to the rest of mankind by your love to the light that never fails to produce perfection. Go forward and bring its freedom to earth and enjoy the rest of your journey here in the love and the victory of the cosmic light's perfection. Thank you with all my love. Thank you, blessed Queen of Light. and all the limitless legions and angels of light who have poured their assistance to us through the ages. Now may we, in turn, render that same service to the rest of mankind, till the shadows of human distress no longer exist anywhere in creation. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such cosmic light substance and its miracles and victories of eternal control, that wherever we abide, our world is filled with its blazing perfection and its miracles hold command for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the mantle of cosmic light substance into which no shadows can ever come again. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Queen of Light, and to all the beings of light who have brought that light to this system of worlds. Do we wrap our hearts about you and thank you and love you and bless you forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, you who are the light of the sacred fire to the world, and to this system of worlds, we ask your heart's flame to enfold us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic light as of a thousand suns, concentrated until no shadows exist anywhere in creation. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, mighty I am present. Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Dawn of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging into the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding cosmic light substance, intensify and expand it until never can a shadow of human creation ever exist in this world or any other as long as eternity lasts. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee.